Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, Pastor Sam, let me bring this to you. We are talking about the mindset of today, the carnality, you know. The word is telling us, and I'm looking at Deuteronomy, chapter 15, verse 9. It says, "Beware lest there be a wicked thought in your heart, saying the seventh year, the year of release is at hand, and the eye be evil against your poor brother, and you give him nothing, and he cry out to the Elohim against you, and it becomes sin amongst you." The wickedness of not caring for one another, and the ampled growth of a society that has the largest form of outcasts. You know, I meet so many people whom, you know, we pray with in the morning as we run, who don't have homes, sleep in the parks. There are those who sleep in the union building lawns there. Right at the union building. They don't have places to stay, riddled with drugs and all those things. And the evil thought that goes through a generation that we are at is that of not caring. And I remember, well, when I was still at the university of this land some time ago, there was always this thing of saying, "Every man for himself and God for us all." They used to say that. They used to say that so much. I heard it so much as an undergraduate student there many, many years ago. And I can tell you of the impact this thing has 20 years later. It is quite sad we see these things. Pastor Sam?
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. It's quite interesting to see and to hear what you just said and what Muruti Murata also mentioned. You know, you've painted a very dysfunctional society. You know, you've gone to all the levels of human beings in terms of us. You touch the younger ones, the very young ones, and the middle ones, the ones that could call teenagers, or the new name that you've mentioned, the one in the 2000s that do not listen to anybody. You've touched the men who are supposed to be the role model for our families and our society. And maybe one category of people did not touch are the women. The women in terms of, I mean, the older one, not the younger one.
Yeah.
The older ones out there also, I mean, they've also decided, I mean, they've also, I mean, categorized themselves with the type of life or the style that they're living in. And you found out, I mean, the whole human nature is almost dysfunctional. It's not, I mean, things are not working properly. Things have gone wrong, have gone from wrong to worse. Meaning that you've asked a good question saying, what can we do as a, maybe that question was addressed to us as Christians, as children of the Most High. What can we do in order for us to have an impact in this society? You understand that when the Bible says that narrow is the way toward life, and then wide is the road toward perdition, it speaks volume. Says that nowadays what we are looking for, I mean, what we are seeing is more of evil things than the good. The good are becoming so scarce in such a way that we need to search for them. We need to search for the good. And we need to search where good or where good things are. We need to search for them. Because whatever we see, when you wake up in the morning, when you listen to the radio, when you watch TV, whatever you get is bad news. Whatever you get is bad things. Whatever you get is that they've killed somebody, they've done this, they've done that. And surprising enough, even the people who are doing bad things, when they are arrested, they do not last in prison. Sometimes you're even so shocked to find out that the good ones who do not do anything, the innocent, they find themselves in prison for a very long time, while the evil ones, the bad ones, they are just ruining our lives. They are just sitting here doing whatever they can do. And this has gone from starting from the leadership to the nobody, to the street kid, to the person who cannot be considered. That it is going to all this spectrum, going to all this. And when you check, you ask yourself a question, what can we do? Now, you see, I mean, all these are not new things to us because it's been predicted, it's been prophesied over, and it's been predicted that in the last days you shall see this. But then there's a good thing that I love about the last days, because they say, when you shall see that, still in the same last days, Elohim who shall do it shall pour out his spirit on his sons and daughters. And they will have a say. You know, I found myself today as a difficulty to understand the way even the church is operating in this time. You know, when the Bible says that the young men shall have vision, young lady and young man shall have visions, and then when you talk about vision, talk about the prophesy. It's not about prophesying the church or prophesying our churches, how we gather. And normally the young men and the young daughters, I mean, sons and daughters, supposed to be the eyes for the world, supposed to go out there and speak life to the world. And what the prophecy of the Bible is talking about is to go and give direction to the world, to speak to the world. While instead of going to the world and speak to the world, what we do, we are so distracted by giving ourselves false prophecy, by giving ourselves a false hope, that already we have hope, but we have not to create another kind of hope that we may get to a place whereby we are so confused ourselves, hoping for something that we have already, or hoping for something that we know that it is in our line, instead of going out there and give direction, because the world is waiting out there. The Bible says in the book of Romans 8, says what? I mean, verse 19 says, the entire world is really waiting. It's waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. The sons of God are not showing up. They are still sleeping, distracted with all this kind of gymnastics that are taking place, this circus that is taking place in our so-called churches or congregations, while the world is dying out there. And when you speak about the way you painted the whole picture, we see how evil the world has become. We see how children, we can go to the book of Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, if you go from verse 1 and go down, the Bible speaks about in the latter days what will happen. Times will be very difficult. Things, people will change. People will be lovers of pleasure. People won't accept correction. Today, you cannot stand out there and correct somebody's child. You cannot. Mm. Who are you to speak to somebody's child? You cannot tell anyone that your dress is not proper. Who are you to tell that person the dress is not proper? Did you buy it? Did you buy it for the person? You did not buy it. What who gave you the right or that influence to come and speak to the person? Now, you sit or you walk on the street when you see a young girl, even when you just greet her, hello, how are you? Can I talk to you? Already she's thinking about you want to go after her. Not thinking maybe you want to have a sister or maybe tell her something that might change. Maybe you are seeing something that is not proper on her. You want to guide her to a place or to guide her to a place where she cannot be, portraying herself that way. Already, a mind, you talk about mindset. A mind is that this man wants to go out with me. Because you mentioned that all the men, what are they doing? They've got their wives, but they're running toward the young girl. Mm. At the same time, all the women are also running toward the young man. Why? Because that's the mindset, thinking that if I go to the younger man, maybe I will be valued. And these older men say, if I go to the young girls, maybe I'll be also be accepted and be valued. And you see, in that process, there are money and energy and everything is being misused. Instead of being channeled to the right place, but it's going to the wrong place. Because when you take your money, instead of taking care of your family, but you have to go and take care of a small girl out there who supposed to have parents who have to take care of her. But parents have said, no, you have already grown. You are 21. You are free. You can bring your boyfriend at home. You can go and sleep outside for 2-3 days. There's no problem. And even when you go out, They don't even know who are you going out with. You see the kind of mindset you've fallen into. I mean, people do not have, we don't have control over ourselves. You want to be so, over controlling over whatever, the police is behind you. Because the child can take you to police. I mean, my mama or my father, they are on my case. They don't give me freedom. I cannot breathe. I don't want to be in that house anymore. Mm. You know, when you do that, the next minute is the social workers that are going to come and knock at the door. We want to take, care of this girl. She's going to come with us. But when the social workers take the girl, it's not that they're going to lead her in the right path. No, they're going to give her freedom. She can live a life. She can be what she wants to be. At the same time, if the parent cannot support, there is on the other end, the government will come with a grant or with whatever. You see that the mindset of the people have grown to a place whereby there's no such thing like a family as you used to be, whereby you know that you get home, you cannot just go out and come back whenever time you feel like. You know, you go home, you go out, when you come back, you need to respect the time they give to you. Everyone must be home at 6 p.m. Everyone at 6 p.m. Why? Because at 6 p.m., we have to eat together. Everyone must be there, we must eat together. You know, with this new way of looking at it, the kind of mindset we are in now, I mean, everyone can come and microwave his food and eat at his own time. Not that what used to be, because we used to be having that time whereby we're going to eat. And funny enough, and I love those moments, we'll eat in one pot, all of us in one pot and eating together, and there was no problem. Why? Because we're family. Now, we're no longer family. Everyone does his own thing. And this is the kind of mindset that the devil has introduced in our children. Follow a news from, it was in Canada, whereby a young man killed his father, killed his big brother, and he wounded his mother. What happened? He found himself that he was playing this rap music. He is a rapper, according to what we heard. Now, his big brother told him no. He was kind of advising him on something. The young man got upset. He took his gun. And I wonder how he could have a gun in the house. He took his gun. What did he do? When they were arguing, the father was in the room. When he heard the argument, he came down. When the father came down, the child did not even hesitate. The father was telling him, I don't know what he was saying. The child turned to his father, he shot him. And after shooting the father, the mother came, tried to understand what was going on. At the same time, the bigger brother has already run out. Mm. And he shot the mother. After shooting the mother, the young boy ran after the big brother. He went out and he shot. The brother died on the spot, while the father died in the hospital, and the mother, luckily, she's just wounded, she's still alive. And it happened that the same very day, the parent had to travel from Canada to back home. The father and the big brother had to go back home. It seemed as if they came to visit. And visiting, they found the younger man doing his own thing. You know, this age of a young man that cannot listen to anybody. You come with an advice, the person sees you as an enemy. You know, you come with an advice, you are looked down on whatever you bring across. Now, we are having a problem today. We want to preach the gospel. We want to speak to the people. Mm. How do you go about it? Mm. We cannot condemn the sin that they are doing, but we want to show them love. But the only way you can show them love is to attract them toward us in a very simple conversation. But that becomes also a problem. You cannot even have a conversation with the normal people out there. Mm. When you want to talk to them, they say, why are you stopping me? Why do you want to talk to me? Already they're aggressive. It's like as if they've seen something on their body or something that is around them is already it's not good. It's like whenever you want to talk to someone, a younger man, a young girl, automatically they're aggressive, they're defensive. They don't want to listen to you because they don't even know. Actually, they don't even know why you are stopping them. They don't even know why you want to talk to them. Look at the kind of mindset you've got into. The Bible is speaking to us in the book of Jeremiah 17. It says what? The heart of man is evil. Who can know the heart of man? Because that heart of man is so deceitful, it can even lie to the person himself or the person herself. It's only God who knows the heart of man. Now, we've reached a time whereby if we don't shine as believers, Because as believers, what we need to do is to shine in our behavior, to speak a language, not a condemnation kind of language or a judgmental kind of language, but we need to have a message of love. But how do we go with that in the society? That's where the problem is, because the parents already, they've given that freedom, that liberty to their children in a such a way that children cannot listen to any other parent or to any other big brother in the area. Because for them, the life they are living is the life they're supposed to do. Going to the parents is another story, because parents are busy doing their own things. They are into drugs, they are into drinking, they are into women, they are doing whatever. Then I think, to stop on my introduction, the kind of mindset that we have today, maybe, if God can give us the grace to go to the head of family, to start with them, maybe, if they can understand, they might have a bit of influence, because they gave birth to those children. They can speak to them in one way. Although society has already given them that kind of freedom. But at least because they belong to their family, if parents can have a say, a time to talk, or let's organize time of, men meetings, women meetings, talk about life. What is life? What have we become today? We become like a bunch of animals who are just, going out there without knowing where we're going.
I hear you quite well. We are talking about the mindsets of today, what they are all about. And of course, some of the most disturbing things that you can actually look into, it is the manner in which we see things that are classified as trending. They don't build at all. They just promote a hegemony of wickedness throughout.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729, or give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Hello there, hi.
Hello, my brother Ray.
Hey, Budwami.
Salwon.
Amen.
Today's man said, Brother Ray, it's shocking. You know, Brother Ray, in China today, it's a little bit. Ukuba siba khuze ngoba bayacasuka, and they are saying today ama divorce maningi ngoba amadoda amaningi afuna abantwana abancane, and later age to age uthole ukuthi lo mntwana izinto azifunayo awusakwazi kumnika zona, and usumshadile bese kudivorce ngoba soyazi ukuthi noma ngam divorce i 50% yakhe manje ku pension nakundlu nendlu le. Yakumali yakho.
Yeah.
Uthole umunye afa, whether it's a man or a woman. Sithola ukuthi bafa ngendlela ne-stress way, i-poison yasebenza. Uthole ukuthi umuntu uhlaselwa abantu nje singaziwa, kanti
true.
Ulo muntu ahlala naye ofuna lezi zinto. Ngoba umuntu efisa to own money. Lo baba lo mdala manje uyasho ukuthi ayimani ngifuna intanga yami manje. Lo mkhulu lo gogo lo ube akangifanele. Even on our road today, Brother Ray, people in mindset yabo abanasinzi. Umuntu usuka lapho ngemoto enesivivini esinzima kabi, aphume langene la ekumelini, aphume angene lana. Yini? Ngoba uzicabangela yena yedwa. kuze akhose aze akhose accident kufa abantu. Ngoba umuntu ufuna to own the lane yomgwaqo zonke. Ishayela ngesivini sikhulu. Today kunjani namhlanje abantwana banamhlanje. Nangaphuza utshwala uhlilima kubo. Abahambi nawo abakufuni. Kufanele ujone le league yabo uphuze iwine notshwala bese kuba right. Ya, uthole rent of day manje ayafa. Ngoba umuntu usuka ngabo 11 ebusuku ngemoto edakiwe. Ayokhosta nento abukala abantu abayi-innocent nje.
Eish. Ya.
Ebusuku khona is not safe ukuthi u-drive endleleni ngoba uyohlangana nalo muntu edakiwe kube yenyinto nje.
Yeah. Eish.
Today futhi sisekhuluma ngezindlu. This kid wants to be owners of this house. Owners of this house.
Hey,
abanye lapha ubantu udathe kumdala. Isele yedwa. Bafuna bamtshele ukuthi manje thina gogo asikwazihlala nabantu abadala. Uthando futhi yindlu yasekhele. Indlu yakhe phela bay. Ukuthi nangizela nentombazane. So ichiza yami abathunga ukuthi lo muntu bakhulisa lo vese sengathi sengathi manje angachesa indlu kule mhlaba khona bazibaza owner. Babheme ingawo baphuza utshwala benze zonke izinto lezi. Kodwa asikwazi ukuhlala nomuntu omdala thina. Kuzoyaphi lo ngoba indoda imali indlu yakhe washiya indoda yakhe. Ya. Kepha zonke lezi zinto uJesu wazisho brother lapha kuMathewu 24. Ngicela ukuthi ibandla lizifundele lezi zinto. UJesu wakhuluma ngale zinto zonke ukuthi ziyokwenzeka gadari. Wabuthola noma umelifitini, umuntu emelifitini, akangasineke brother. Kuzoshaya amabhathini elifti la. Kujahwe ngakhona sengathi le lift ithatha isikhathi iyambambezela. Ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu asibusise.
UNkulunkulu asibusise. Thank you so much. May the Father be glorified, my brother. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. To God be the glory.
Hallelujah.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngoba usitshelile uJesu Kristu ngale zinto.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Siyabonga, Baba. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Here's an issue, and this is a very serious one. The mindsets of today, and Ubab Vilakazi is speaking something that I reiterated about the older women, the grannies who are being killed by their own grandchildren who want them out of the houses because they want to do what they want to do and own the houses in the manner in which they want. Basically, these kids do not even belong to that house. You'd find that it's kids born out of wedlock and all that. And they really mess up things. And the mentality that is going around is to get rid of this. This research that has been done by this professional expert that I won't mention, who spoke about this, says it's a trend. And it's becoming prevalent in Midrand and a bit of Pretoria. They are having claims that are made of the elderly people dying at the hands of their children.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
Send us WhatsApps and here's Pietro.
Heavenly Father God, thank you, Lord, that we can come to you at the end of this day and that you are never too busy for us, Father God. Thank you that we can call on you at any time of day. Father, we just come to you as your children. And Father, today I stand on Psalm 40 verse 5 that says, O Lord, our God, no one can compare with you. Such wonderful works and miracles are all found with you. And you think of us all the time with your countless expressions of love, far exceeding our expectations. I also stand on Psalm 107, verse 1 to 3, that says, "Let everyone give all their praise and thanks to the Lord. Here is why. He's better than anyone could ever imagine. Yes, he's always loving and kind, and his faithful love never ends. So go ahead, let everyone know it. Tell the world how he broke through."
All right. And of course, it is about, I'd like to stick to the topic, I'm sorry. I'd like to stick to the topic. It is about the mindsets of today. We really trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Send us WhatsApps 0826572729. 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
Good evening, Brother Ray. And good evening to all the listeners of Radio Pulpit. As the children of God, thina singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, siletha the word of encouragement namaculo esiwalethayo yilawo esazi ukuthi sethembe wona ngani ngoba there is no any other name that we can sing about. Igama lika Jesu Christu. I'll bring the word of God. Paul's letter to Philemon. Ifundeka kanje Paul's letter to Philemon. The book of Philemon chapter 1 verse 4. It speaks about love and faith. It says, "Brother Philemon, every time I pray, I mention you and give thanks to my God, for I hear of your love for all God's people and the faith you have in the Lord Jesus. My prayer is that our fellowship with you as believers will bring about a deeper understanding of every blessing which we have in our life in union with Christ. Your love, dear brother, has brought me great joy and much encouragement. You have shared the hearts of all God's people. Tina, we are sharing people, the nation of people. We always speak things that are positive. Siyakha asibhidlizi. And here is the song that I am bringing. Engithanda ukuletha. Ukubona ukuthi ngempela akekho omunye esimethembile ngaphandle kwayo uJesu Kristu. Here is the song I am bringing. Liculeka kanje. Nithi inyange nkulu ikhona la okamali uJesu umlulami so phansi la mani mlale Lucesu lipi alinye ikamana esisindi swangalona alikwelinye ikama eli kache sulotwa utu molo ke kuyela sengi mete mujesu giyalita daleli kama ika mali ka Jesu patili pi alinye ikama nam esisindi swangalo nam ali kwelinye ikama geli ka Jesu lotwa. There is no any other name. Tina, we lean on the name of the Lord, our Lord Jesus Christ. As I have brought the word, ukuthi ngempela tina singabantwana bakaNkulunkulu, we have a deeper understanding of every blessing which we have in our life in union with Christ. So when we are in union with Christ, whatever we say, whatever we do, it is in line with the word of God. Here is the word that I am bringing. And if I still have time, I will bring another song or a word. Thank you very much. Good evening, my brother. And to all the pastors and listeners of Radio Pulpit, good evening.
Thank you so much, ma'am. We are talking about the mindsets of today. What comes to mind? Amen.
Bontate ke rapasa ke ka monana ka hlogo ya le ba Free State.
Mm.
Le fatse le tshwere botata ka batho ba rona. Bontate ke kubuanela. Ihle ke botata ka hohle. Methapelo ka ba rona modimo re thuse. Lentse le re le ke le mo le jala ho bana ba rona. Lempele fele le phele ka rama phelo a bona mme. Ba ke ba pholwe empa ke botata thata thata bo le fatshe lo tlhotlo ba neng lona ka ba nya bana ba sa bomele batswadi ke a leboga bontate
sho ka nnete ntate wa ka re a leboga mo rena wetse antle. There's a massive kind of thought pool that the devil has released upon the young people. And if we don't stand firm in the word and teach them according to the word, these kinds of thoughts would just become prevalent. And we really need to be careful about that. Taking your calls, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Radio Buzzing of Life, 657 AM.
You can also give us a shout. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on this. Now, Muruti Muraka, let me bring this to you. When we talk about these kind of mindsets that we see, it's just geared towards despising the Father. He says in Jeremiah 23:17, they continually say to those who despise me, the Elohim had said, you shall have peace. And to everyone who walks according to their dictates, to the dictates of his own heart, they say, no evil shall come upon you. This is the mindset that is propagated by preachers. Because preachers are the ones who claim to be speaking on behalf of the Most High. And these prophetics that we have seen are also fueling the kind of mindsets we see today, Mrudi.
Indeed, my brother. I heard the choice of your words there that those who despise the Father.
Mm.
And the Messiah said, you cannot serve two lords.
Mm.
You cannot serve Elohim and also serve Mammon.
Mm.
Either you will be loyal to the one and despise the other. And in this case, many of the people that, even as you have read from Jeremiah there, that there were already people like that, even in this age that you have, there is a mindset which is focused on mammon. And it's a mindset of despising the father. And this mindset of mammon is what we read earlier on in Ephesians chapter 4, verse where we were reading about the mind, the intellection being made dark, and people being alienated from the life of God. And then going to verse 19, it says, who being past feeling have given themselves aside to lewdness, towards waking all uncleanness in covetousness. Now, covetousness is idolatry according to Colossians. And that is Colossians chapter 3, verse 5. Now, and covetousness is the outworking of worshipping mammon. And there is a mindset in these days that we live in where covetousness is being made the thing. And the Messiah said in Luke chapter 12, verse 15, take heed and beware of covetousness. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he owns. Today, the mindset is, I must own the most expensive car. I must own the best house. I must own the best clothes. And these things didn't start with the young people. It started with the elderly. And now it's gripping the young people to the point that they do not understand working in order to have something. What they understand is you must get it as quick as possible. And the means justifies the end. That is why we have many young people who are hijackers, many young people who are con men and con women. The example which you have been sharing and some of the contributors have actually shared of children driving out the owners of the houses because they feel those people are living too long. They must get out. They must die. They must be removed so that they can possess. That is covetousness. And it is a mindset which has been generated. And it's a mindset which is being fed even today as we are talking. And the people who have actually who have been at the forefront of promoting this mindset, unfortunately, are those in the house of the Lord under a cloak. And Paul did warn in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 5, where he said, for neither at any time did we use flattering words, as you know, nor a cloak for covetousness. God is witness. You see, preachers are doing exactly what is being talked against in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Let's just read that. You know, it's amazing how the word has already gone ahead and warned us of these things that they would happen. Listen to this one in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 5. Therefore, I concluded it necessary to encourage the brothers to go to you ahead of time and prepare your blessing, beforehand, which you had previously promised, that it may be ready as a matter of blessing and not as covetousness. Now, what has happened? We have taken the word blessing and we have described covetousness to people. And what did they learn? They learned that God is an ATM machine. If you do this, you will do this back. That's covetousness. And yet, the word is teaching, when you give, when you take whatever is yours and let it go away from you, let it go as a blessing. What is a blessing? It is not what has been described in the churches. A blessing is what God described in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, which means you become fruitful. You multiply. And discipleship is multiplying. You fill the space, the sphere which you have been given over to be in. And lastly, you dominate that area in the spirit realm. No one can dominate in the spirit realm if they are common with the enemy. The way Jesus Christ has said in Matthew chapter 15, that out of the heart comes things like covetousness. Out of the heart comes things like lewdness. Out of the heart comes things like a wicked eye, stinginess. Now, if one has got those things in their hearts, they can never dominate in the spirit realm. That is why, in order to confuse, you will see that instead of dominating, truly dominating, there will be a game of people coming and they are supposedly being delivered. Next week, the same people who were delivered of whatever it was, they are being delivered again. So that's a game to keep people busy and not realizing there is a reality of actually being dominant over the spirit in your place. And you don't become dominant when you are focusing on loyalty to covetousness and other uncleanness and other things. But you become dominant when you are fruitful in your life, bringing out the fruit of the Spirit and multiplying by actually having others imitate you, because they come to realize you are imitating Christ. They come to learn to imitate Christ even as you impart to them. And all of you fill the area that you are with the sweet aroma of your sacrifices. And these things are described in the letters, which we have no desire to teach in our churches. These letters were written to us so that we can know what to put off and what to put on. And because of that, the mindset of this age, of this eon, are the mindsets which preoccupy first, starting with those that say we are children of God. And then those who are already captured by this mindset, in them, the mindsets grow even worse. That is why the word of God was saying to us, let the one who is unholy continue to be unholy. Let the one who is holy continue to be holy. Let the unrighteous continue to be unrighteous. What it is saying is this. In these seasons that we are in, the season of the days of the Son of Mankind, you cannot stop these mindsets. They will continue to grow. But there must be a counter in this eon of the witness of Christ by those who are growing, who are multiplying, who are filling their areas of influence in terms of the intent and the accent of the Spirit, and also dominating, because that dominance is not a dominance of darkness, but it is a dominance of light. Mm-hmm. There is a need to really see this mindset. They are with us. They are around us.
Okay, I hear you quite well. We are talking about today's mindsets, what they all are about, the kind of mindsets we seem to be somewhat, somehow found it easy to live with over the years.
Tsunembe ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, send us your WhatsApps 0826572729. Drop us a voice note. And on the voice note, you can also tell us the kind of mindsets that seem to be somewhat perpetuated today, even by those who say we are believers. They perpetuate those kind of mindsets. There's a mindset of dating also. Let me just leave it there. But we see all these mindsets that are perpetuated big time. Pastor Sam, I am looking at Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 14 says, "O Jerusalem, wash your heart from wickedness that you may be saved. How long shall your evil thoughts lodge within you?" How long shall they lodge within you? We seem to be have allowed this. When I say there are those mindsets that we also perpetuate, it's because we have allowed them to lodge within us. Okay, let's go back a bit to Isaiah 66:18. It says, "For I know their works and their thoughts. It shall be that I will gather all nations and tongues, and they shall come and see my glory." The Father knows all these mindsets and thoughts. We can be hiding these from the Father. We can be playing a diplomatic role from the Father. And then there can be dire results with regards to this. Jeremiah 6:19, "Hear, O earth, behold, I will certainly bring calamity on these people, the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not heeded my words, nor my law, but rejected it." We are just calling for trouble. Muruti, what comes to mind?
Yeah, thank you very much for the question. You know, as I was just going to take it from where Muruti Muraka ended, by the look of is required of us, especially us as leaders, what kind of a message are we giving out there? And what has to be the behavior that we need to have? Because when you talk about mindset, you're looking at behaviors, you look at the mentality, you're looking at the way we approach things. You know, for whatever people do, there is always, a consequence to anything that we do. Mm. When you put a good thing down, in the ground, you know, you expect good things. As the Bible speaks to us, a good tree will never produce bad fruit, or a bad tree will never produce good fruit. And whatever you put down, that's what you're going to reap in one way or the other. Whether you like it or not, you just need to be very careful in whatever we do, whatever we say. So at the end of the day, we may not reap something that you that you might deny, or you might not be, or you might say that you never expected that. But you need to be very, very careful. You know, the kind of mindset that is really happening nowadays, you know, we mentioned about whatever goes on into the society and so on and so forth. And then we come to the place whereby we have leaders of our churches, leaders of our congregation, the way they lead the church. Now, the good question will be, what message do they have? Did they really receive a message from the Father? Did they really receive a message from Helen that they had to be out there? Because today we are missing a point whereby we are, you know, today I was thinking about something that came to my spirit that, make me feel very good, and I really love it. You know, when the Messiah asked the disciples in the book of Matthew, when he asked them about who the people were saying he was, when he asked them about the identity, people say that he was one of the prophets, he was Elijah, he was Jeremiah, or he was John the Baptist. And then he turned to them and said, "What do you say that the Son of Man is?" And I love one thing that came out of that conversation. There were 12 of them, but only one individual responded. But then what interested me the most is, after the Peter said that you are the Son of the living God, you are the Messiah, the Messiah says something very important. He said, "Peter, it's not the flesh." He called him by his name, Peter, son of Jonah. In other words, you as a human, I would like you to understand, it's not your flesh, it's not the blood, it's nothing, it has nothing to do with who you are or whatever you have to say, but it has everything to do with the Father. He is the Father who reveals this to you. Then when you look at that, see that the kind of mindset you have today, because if you are the one who receives the revelation, then you will stand and say to everyone, "Hey, I am the one who gave the revelation. I mean, I'm more important than all of you. I'm more knowledgeable than all of you." The kind of mindset whereby people want to put themselves first than the rest. But I love the thing that the Messiah said. You are Peter, but on the rock. Not on Peter, but on the rock I shall build my church. Mm. Meaning that not on your standing point, not on your mindset, not on what you know, but on what I decided on. I am going to make the church, I'm going to build the church on what has been revealed to you by the Father. Not what you know, not what can come out of you as a human being, but out of what the Father has revealed unto you. In other words, there were 12 of them, but I love what the Messiah did. He did not build the church on Peter. He built the church on the revelation. But the 12, all of them led the church. All of them were responsible of the church that he built. He did not say, "Peter, because you gave the revelation, then out from today you become the pastor of of my church." He said, "No. I'll build my church, and the gates of hell won't prevail." But when he has to leave, he says, "I shall pour out the Spirit, and everyone shall receive the Spirit of God." And the Peter and the rest, I see in the book of Acts, where Peter says, "We," he did not say "I," he said, "we shall be focusing on what? On the teaching and on prayer. But choose other people who will be focusing on the food and the distribution." He never say, "Hi, Peter," that is focusing. Now, the kind of mindset where we got into, whereby it is about me, I, and myself, and my family, and my whatever. And then we ask ourselves the question, if today the world is suffering the way it's suffering, can the church be an answer to the world? While already the church is not led the way it's supposed to be led, while the church is not standing on the truth, but the church is standing on their own standing point, whereby the pastor will work hard. And one day, when the church is too small, because I'm about to finish on this, when the church is too small, he will say, "This is our vision." But the day the church becomes big, he will stand on the pulpit and say, "I suffered a lot for this vision. I work hard. Me and my family and my children, we work hard. We pay the price, the sacrifice for this vision. And you today, you come and you want to give me advice." This is the kind of mindset we've gone into. And how can we go with this and influence the world? It's already within us. We are now taking the vision or the mission or whatever of God or whatever of the Father. We take it upon ourselves as if it's our own legacy that we need to pass to other people. And becomes a problem as the body, it becomes a problem to be able to influence, to be able to send the people out there. And as I said, whatever we do, there's always consequences. If we do something wrong, we can only expect the wrong that will come out of it. If today we sow a bad seed, we can only expect a bad fruit that will come. If you sow a good seed, you can only expect a good fruit that will come. And today, our churches are not laid the way they should. They are not laid the way the Father decided out from the beginning. Today, everyone has decided to become his own man, has decided to be the leader of his own, club or whatever, I'm sorry to say that because we need to correct a lot of things. It's either we come back to the normal thing or we continue our way. I'll finish by saying, you know, when you're driving, I know all of us, I mean, Murutire, Muruti, Murako, we drive, isn't it? We drive cars. You know, when you're driving a car and then you miss your exit, a simple advice that has been given to everybody, that when you miss your exit, the simple advice is to put your eyes up and to reverse. To reverse and take your exit. Because if you continue thinking that you're going to find another exit, what will happen is you're going to waste time. You're going to not even arrive where you're going. And if you have time, if you have a time limit, you won't get to the place on time. That means you're going to be late. Now, what has happened today with the kind of mindset where we found ourselves in is we've missed already the way. But instead of reversing or making a U-turn, what do? We continue, stating that maybe we'll find an exit in front of us there. And what am I saying here? We found ourselves into a wrong approach when it comes to the life of the church and whatever. But we are saying to ourselves, because Paul and say doing it, let's also do that. Because if we can do it, that means somehow there must be a little bit of truth in it. Let's continue. But while the person has already gone astray, and we continue. And this type of mindset, believe you me, we cannot ask the people out there, because people out there need some light. They need people can come and give them a proper direction, while ourselves already, we've already gone astray. What can we do?
I hear you quite well. The time has just gone 5 minutes to the hour 8. Conclusions will be coming up next. You still can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. I need to hear from you as to what you make of this. Let's start with Mr. Mpofu.
Hey, nyabonga, Pastor. Nyabonga. Mina igama lami nguLawrence Mpofu.
Yes, sir.
Zimbabwe, Bulawayo. Yes, yesterday I was listening to your topics, and kulobaba otheke wakhona, hey, Pastor Ray, ama-topics akho, achiyo umuntu elembuzo eminingi-ningi. Ngingubani kuNkulunkulu, ngiyenzani kuNkulunkulu. Ilizwe, umhlaba wona ngwawo, nxa ukhangele mina engizithi ngumKristu, ubonani kimi, what kind of a book am I in Christ? Hey, nyabonga, Pastor Ray, nyabonga, ngiyazikholisa inhlelo zakho. Ngulalele khona manje, hey, ngiyabonga kakhulu. Nkosi busise. All glory to God.
All glory to the Father. We are learning together, Mr. Mpofu. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you as well.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Babu Bongani.
Sakubona mfundisi Ray ke no Pastor Murake no Pastor Makabamba. Nabalaleli bonke be radio pulpit. Lolu daba ke lwa namhlanje ke ngilalele ke lapho ke imali uhlaziya ke lapho ke. Angifuni ukugibela ke staff ke ngoba ke last week angizange ngikwazi ukuthola ithuba ke lokulalela ngoba besingana ugesi ke lana load shedding. Kodwa ke awuthi ke ngiphawuleke ngibe mfishane mindset. Be careful of what you think, because your thoughts run your life. Every temptation starts in the mind. Proverbs chapter 4 verse 23 says, be careful what you think, because your thoughts run your life. Our minds are a battlefield. Ngizoyibamba kahle ke next week ke. Ngibonge ke uNkulunkulu anibusise ke. Amen.
Thank you so much, Babongani. We really appreciate. Next week, we are taking it further, where we will be looking at the spiritual mind in contrast to what we have been looking on today, at the mindset of today, the carnality setup of it. All right, let me give you just a minute each to conclude. Let me start with you, Muruti Muraka. We are finding ourselves in a time where it looks like we don't take heed of 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 20. Again, the Elohim knows the thoughts of the wise, that they are futile. We must be warned of the futility of our thought processes. Muruti, your minute.
Indeed,
very much so that the natural mind, the very thoughts of the natural mind are futile. They are taking the human being nowhere except to the lake of fire. Mm. And the apostle in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 says, finally then, brothers, we urge and encourage in the Lord Jesus Christ that you should abound more and more, just as you took along from us, how you ought to walk and to please God. For you know what instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, your holiness, that you should abstain from sexual immorality, that each of you should know how to purchase his own vessel in holiness and honor, not in passion of desire, like the nations who do not know God, that no one should take advantage of you and defraud his brother in this practice, because the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also forewarned you and testified. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this does not reject men, but God, mm-hmm. who has also given us his Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. You spoke about dating, which has just opened a door for passion of desire instead of knowing how to procure one's vessel through holiness and honor.
Yeah, as a belief. And I tell you, hey, yeah. Pastor Sam, your final word, your final minute.
Yeah, thank you very much for the wonderful time you've had tonight. Truly, when we talk about, I mean, mindset, it's something that we need to really consider. You know, sometimes we pass by, we don't even pay attention to it. The way we approach things, the way we speak, the way we reflect on things around us, it's something, it's a mind, I mean, it's a wake-up call, actually, that a lot of us, we need to really pay attention. What is the kind of a message that we give to the world today? Are we really serious about it? Are we really paying attention to that? And the type of people that we are surrounded with now, I mean, what kind of people are there around us? And what impact do we have? You know, when you check all this, it's really speak volume. As the Bible said that we may not, in the book of Romans 12, that we may not conform ourselves to the standard of this world. This is where a Christian needs to wake up from their sleep and think differently. Mm.
Thank you so much. Yes. Next week, we are taking it to part two, and we will look into this. Definitely, we have to look into this. The need for a spiritual mindset in the light of the kind of mindsets we see today. Thank you so much. Muruti Mraka, thank you so much. Pass our regards at home.
Thank you, my brother. And yeah, and my brother Sam, I will. And please do also pass our regards to your lovely, lovely family. Yeah.
Thank you so much. Blessings to you. And Pastor Sam, thank you very much. Pass our regards at home, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'll do that exactly. And also do the same to your families. And Muruti Muraka, greet the family. Muruti Ray, do the same. May God bless you.
Amen. Thank you very much. And a good night to both of you. What a great show. We give the Father all the glory, the majesty, and the honor. We exalt his holy name, and we shall never make a mistake of putting ourselves in front and say, it has been a show because of us. It is because of the Father. The utterances of wisdom that had come through were by the Father, and we really rejoice in him in that. We appreciate. Blessings. And to the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him. By his Holy Spirit, he guides us into all truth. Coming up next, it is Pastor Mabunda. Enjoy.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Become empowered for business with Godfrey Mwabi every Thursday live at 6 p.m. Experts and entrepreneurs share their experiences to encourage others in the workplace. Listen live on Radio Pulpit 657 a.m. or catch the podcast on radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 a.m. and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.